Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a former Attorney General of the great state of Nevada, Randy Thompson, has the rundown.
Well, we'll be talking to Frankie Sue Del Papa on a variety of enlightening issues.
And coming from the Power Pundit panel today, Liz McMenamin and Chris Wicker. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The cattle drive, bull riding, barrel racing, steer wrestling, and team roping. But I like the car moms.
Mama, please let your kids grow up to be cowboys. Saddle up for 10 action-packed nights of family fun and mayhem. Kicking off June 14th, enjoy full tilt fun at the carnival. Nightly at 4 p.m. and noon on the weekend. Get your tickets today. Call or log on to RenoRodeo.com.
It's for the kids. Let them dream.
Here comes the clowns.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Before Wall Street gave him $200,000 in campaign cash, before he voted to let bank CEOs take millions in taxpayer-funded bonuses, Dean Heller was a stockbroker. No wonder he voted against Wall Street reform, against holding the big banks accountable. Heller even voted to risk your Social Security here in the stock market. Dean Heller. He votes like he still works for Wall Street, and that's bad for you. Patriot Majority USA is responsible for content of this advertising.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program the former Attorney General of the great state of Nevada, Frankie Sue Del Papa. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
One of the things that you've been involved with, we talked about this on the show a couple of months ago, is the unlicensed practice of medicine in the Silver State. And the area we were talking about was plastic surgery, but it's much more than that, isn't it?
That's correct. Sam, it's dentistry, pharmacy. It's across the board. And so we've done a number of things to try to address it collaboratively.
Now, is this a majority problem in the Hispanic community, or is it beyond that?
Well,
because I mean, if somebody said to me, you know, come and have your teeth pulled, I've got a trailer over here, you know, my radar would go up.
Yeah. Well, I think that certainly most of the cases that have been reported so far have been in the Latino community. There have been a couple of folks who have mentioned perhaps looking in the Asian community because of the Pacific Asian population, particularly in Las Vegas. The focus of our study was the Latino community because that's where the cases originated.
And what is the plan going forward here to let people know that, you know, you should go to a doctor's office, you should not be going to a motel room or a hotel room because the guy flew in from Miami for the weekend and is going to do, you know, 8 plastic surgery procedures?
Well, one of the things, we've partnered with the Latino Research Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, and they've been fantastic. We've put together a major list of all the Latino organizations, the individuals that are, and there has been a lot of work with them in particular, including in other entities such as the faith community. I mean, it's been there were 3 task force meetings where we involved all the major health-related boards and commissions, law enforcement, interested individuals. For instance, the Mexican consulate in Las Vegas, huge influence in that community down there. The Hispanic population in our state is 26.5%. According to the last census, and part of the challenge and the problem is that folks access health healthcare differently in different cultures. And so what you want to do is to make sure that, and one of the big things, just as you've mentioned, is if you're receiving your healthcare in the back room of a tile store, that's not the place to be getting it. And of course, what you want to do is to get that message out through the regular media, the Latino media, Hispanic media, and also those organizations that they trust and relate to.
But in other countries, that is happening, isn't it? There are people that they're the tile storeman up front, but the witch doctor in the back, or you know, they're providing medical services that are accepted in the community in China or even in Mexico.
There are cultural differences, and so part of this is to make certain that the mainstream medical health care providers know that this is happening as well. Let them know, and also do outreach every which way you can to those folks who may be able to share this information with people who are in that vulnerable population.
But is there an entity that oversees this? I mean, is it primarily it's Las Vegas, so is it the Clark County Health Department, or is that the challenge? There's just not one entity that can monitor all this.
Well, the health division in our state stepped up to the plate. Okay. I mean, they are, again, anything having to do with public health is of concern to them. And when the cases started to come about, one of the things, you know, they did an initial review, and then they applied for a grant from the Attorney General's office. She's concerned, and so the result of that whole initiative is this action plan that will be released by the Attorney General, or with the Attorney General's cooperation at the end of the state, that gives some recommendations. Basically, what we've done is looked at the problem, come up with some solutions, and come up with a timeline to perhaps implement it. I do think this is an issue that will also be dealt with at the next legislative session.
Interesting.
Let's talk about an area that you dealt with, obviously, when you were Attorney General, which is Yucca Mountain.
Yes.
And there has been... You sound thrilled to want to talk about this. but there's been a lot of discussion over the last couple of years, and even Congressman Mark Hammaday has opened up to the idea of at least having a discussion on what to do with the site and whether there is any practical use for that site and the way that the state and the population of the state could make money from this. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, it's interesting because that particular site has some curious problems associated with it. As you know, we rank third in the nation in terms of earthquakes. And when there was an earthquake situated at Lodi many years ago now, it did $1 million worth of damage at the test site. So you've got that issue. You've got the issue, the fact of the water, the underground aquifers there. So it, you know, I think that certainly it's something that Governor and then Senator Bryan tried to explore in terms of solar energy. I mean, other, you know, but it's a complicated issue. It's one that you always want to take a look at. But the studies that I've seen, there was not a lot of money to be made with the programs that I had seen recommended. And so I know that there was a GAO report about this time last year that discussed it, and there's still obviously some concerns that people have with vis-a-vis the actual whether that's even a safe place to do much with.
Well, let alone if it's even the right thing to do, which I even disagree
right.
with. I'm more interested because of your legal background, of the legal aspects of it. When was the last time when you were an Attorney General when the legislature refused to follow its own laws? I mean, don't you ever step in and say, wait a minute, guys, this is a law you have to follow?
Well, actually, interestingly enough, at one session, there wasn't much press on it because it was so ridiculous, but the legislature actually censured me and Governor Miller for good measure because I had sued Lincoln County because Lincoln County wanted to invite the interim high-level site. And of course, that was anti-state policy. You can't let a county dictate state policy.
Okay.
And so at that time, it was fairly orchestrated. In fact, one of the major press guys said, hey, you made them look ridiculous when I did a joint address to the legislative body. And I don't, you know, I've been out of service for 10 years, and so it's an issue that I'm concerned with, but I don't follow it as closely as I used to in terms of the day-to-day. But, I mean, the reality is it's not good I mean, there are a lot of challenges with that particular site.
Well, I'm just saying, let's focus on the legal aspects. We have a Nuclear Waste Policy Act that says Nevada's the site. Senator Reid has just said, you know what, I'm not going to follow that act. I don't know how we can allow any senator. What if Boehner said, I'm not going to pass any budget bills, so just forget it. I'm not going to pass any budget bills, even though constitutionally I'm supposed to create budget bills or tax bills.
Okay, I'm going to let you answer that right after a commercial break. We'll be right back after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
We're still fighting our way back from the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. Our businesses have created almost 4.3 million new jobs over the last 27 months, but we're still not creating them as fast as we want.
The president's jobs plan would put teachers, firefighters, police officers, and construction workers back to work right now. And it's paid for by asking the wealthiest Americans to pay a little more. But Congress refuses to act. Tell Congress we can't wait.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former Nevada Attorney General Frankie Sue Del Papa. And to encapsulate Randy's point, you know, why is it okay for Senator Reid not to follow the law regarding nuclear waste in Yucca Mountain?
Well, I mean, you went after Lincoln County for trying to do something like this. So
That's incorrect. We went after Lincoln County because Lincoln County was trying to set policy for a state. I think Senator Reid has done one of the most incredible jobs. I think he's one of the best representatives we've ever had. And the courage that he has shown on this issue, because there's all these half-truths that are out there. And when you go back and you look at the history of how the Nuclear Waste Policy Act was passed, the Screw Nevada Act, as it was so appropriately called, I think it has just been tremendous, all the work that he has done in delaying this project, which was not thought out. Originally, as you know, if you're aware of the act, there were supposed to be three sites. Well, there weren't three sites.
There were three sites. It's just that they eliminated the Texas and Washington rather quickly. But I'm just trying to stick...
And they eliminated him just like this. And you know the process that they used.
I was there at the time.
It was not due process. So, I mean, we can carry on this conversation, but I'm telling you, I would respectfully disagree because I think Senator Reid has done just an incredible job for this state on this issue and so many others.
And he's so impacted our national energy problem. This is a national security issue. We have now cost the federal government $300 million in lawsuits that have been lost. What he set up to save one, to stop this project, there's no plan B. And therefore, he is violating federal law not even looking at plan B.
Excuse me, there is plan B.
And that is?
Plan B is on-site storage that is supposed to last for 200 years.
And did you see that the lawsuits were just last week, the district court overturned that said you could not do that without going through NEPA?
Let me tell you something. The lobbyists on this issue, what that industry did, the bill of goods they sold, in terms of not paying for what they should have paid for, the industry should have paid for this, and they put it off on the backs of the American public, is absolutely ridiculous.
The taxpayers are not paying this. It's the people that use utility, the nuclear power pay $1.25 fee every month into a fund that's $26 billion.
Let me tell you something. I think you're so uninformed on this issue, it's unbelievable. So, you know, I mean,
And
all right, we'll stop this and go to something
really
else then.
Sorry, because that kind of misinformation, I think, really does a disservice to the people of our state.
Well, this I will respectfully disagree.
That's right. So let's just respectfully disagree on it. Okay,
and we don't need a referee group here. The Pacquiao
fight is over. We know how to end it delightfully.
So as you're watching the national political scene and the amount of money that's going into the presidential election, is it truly any different than what it was like when you were in politics 10 years ago?
It's very different. I think that one of the worst things that has happened to us as a democracy is the Citizens United decision out of the United States Supreme Court. Of course, it started in 1974 with Buckley versus Valeo, and I mean, it goes that far. But that decision is going to really impact. I mean, do we really want the wealthy in our country to dictate through the bought media exactly who we will and will not be able to vote for, because it's really hard to fight it.
But let me respectfully disagree here and just say that
we have a lot of that going on today.
Which side of the bed did you two sleep on last night? I mean, really?
Well, you didn't come here for us to just agree.
I'm always on the right. Come on.
Sheldon Adelson, if the plan was working for the wealthy, Sheldon Adelson and Newt Gingrich would be the candidate. I mean, with the amount of money that Adelson put into that campaign, it doesn't necessarily work if it's not the right candidate.
Well, it worked in Wisconsin. I mean, it worked in Wisconsin. There was $65 million spent in Wisconsin. The side supporting the governor spent seven times what the side against the governor had. And the average age, I think I read, of the contributor up there was 66, white male billionaire contributing in that race, including Sheldon Adelson. Sheldon Adelson was in the Wisconsin race. It sometimes works.
But George Soros has been involved in putting billions of dollars.
No, absolutely.
On the other side.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, that's one of the knocks, is that there are a lot of Democratic billionaires who are not putting money into the game right now.
Well, I mean,
why are they sitting on the sidelines?
No, to be fair, both sides have to find money. But let me tell you what I think is wrong with the system. I think it's wrong to have limits on someone like me who has no personal wealth, and yet a wealthy person can take out their checkbook and write a check for whatever they want. In fact, my all-time favorite bumper sticker was when Dianne Feinstein ran against Michael Huffington, and he dumped $30 million just like that into that race. The bumper sticker said, "Dianne, make him spend it all." And, of course, Meg Whitman. I mean, Jerry Brown was able to take out Meg Whitman despite her spending $160 million of her own money.
So you're making my point.
No. What I'm saying is, I think all of this money is bad for our democracy. And I think one of the reasons you've got disaffected voters right now is because they don't think that anybody can help them, and they're tired of all of this. But the reality is, there's too much money in these campaigns. I think the campaigns go on too long. If it were up to me, I would limit spending. But you can't do that because of the Buckley versus Valeo decision that says you can't have campaign finance, or you have to have, in order to limit spending, you have to have public finance.
So it is what it is,
but I'm just
telling
you.
Obama turned down the public financing 4 years ago.
But we still need campaign finance reform.
And that's where we have to leave it. But that means I want you to come back soon.
Hey.
All right?
I'm happy to come back. I just hope you two are in a better mood.
We love you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Do you really want strangers to come to your home when you're selling your furniture or household items? Consign Furniture of Reno. Easy way to sell, smart way to buy.
You've done your time. Now it's your time to be well taken care of at Sky Peaks for all-inclusive independent retirement living. Now for limited time, Sky Peaks offers any new resident up to $1,800 in moving assistance, plus a 42-inch flat-screen TV. Call now for a free tour and complimentary lunch appointment at 747-9555. 747-9555. Sky Peaks also is offering a $750 referral fee for any new resident referral. Sky Peaks in Reno.
Port of Subs is proud to support and partner with the Reno Rodeo. Help Port of Subs celebrate its 40-year anniversary. Go into any Port of Subs location until June 30th and enter to win a 1972 Chevy Chevelle.
The Reno Rodeo comes to town June 14th through the 23rd and is fun for the whole family. It's the wildest, richest rodeo in the West. Buy a ticket to the Reno Rodeo and proceeds go back to children with extraordinary needs through the Reno Rodeo Foundation.
Here's what's happening today at the 2012 Reno Rodeo. Today's calendar of events is brought to you by Reno Dodge. For a complete schedule, visit our website at mynews4.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. Liz McMenamin is here, Vice President of Retail Association in Nevada, one of our proud sponsors, and Chris Wicker, spokesman with the Washoe Dems. Pleasure to have you both here. Randy, proceed.
Oh, well, I just want to wrap up a little bit from that interview when Ms. Del Papa says I'm misinformed about the money that is available from the trust fund for Nevadans. Bottom line is, kind of like what the governor just had to face last session when the Supreme Court ruled the governor couldn't take the money from the Clark County Water Fund. Well, we've now had 11 court cases that have said the U.S. Congress and Department of Energy can't take the money from the trust fund to pay down the debt. So there's $22 billion. You can actually go online and see what the trust fund is. It's Newquay's trust fund. And you can go online and see that there is about $22 billion there for that fund to support the construction and the maintenance of Yucca Mountain or whatever we do, as well as to pay the state. And bottom line is, every year in Congress, Nevada has been offered. Last time it was $500 million to start this process. So when I hear time and time again from Harry Reid and his pundits that there is no money for Nevada, they're wrong. And I wish they'd just stop lying to us. And, you know, until I have a horse head in my bed, I'm going to continue to fight this.
Chris, do you have a response to this?
Well, I like horses. I would never put a horse head.
Thank you. I know it won't be you then.
Yeah. All right, then. Let's change topics here. But
please.
interesting. And by the way, Frankie Sue Del Papa will be back on the show within a couple of months, and she wants to respond to that. She is welcome to. The headline in the Las Vegas Sun, Progressives' defeat of Democratic incumbent is just the beginning. The Tea Party on the left, Senator John Lee, no more.
Oh, my goodness. I hope it's not just the beginning. You know, I've always liked Senator Lee. He annoyed me with his vote on the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency.
Why?
Because I think that it is so important to the future of the lake and to put at risk the possibility even that Nevada would withdraw from that compact is just wrong. But on the other hand, I think it's perhaps even more wrong for people on the more activist side or leftist side of the Democratic Party to take out their more conservative members. I think it makes us look like Republicans, and heaven forbid, we don't want to look like that. I mean, John Lee was a good person, and he voted with the caucus.
Yes.
Is a good person. He voted with the caucus most of the time, and I just think it was the wrong policy.
Liz, your thoughts?
Oh, I have to agree with Chris. I hope this is not a trend that's going to be happening. It's difficult enough as it is to get good candidates to run, and I agree with him. I adore John Lee. He did not always vote the way we wanted him to vote, but he voted his conscience. He did a good job as a in his seat. I don't know. I think that, I know, Erin Neff, huh? You're going to love this one. I think she did a good job in getting those few people out that voted, and they were people within her realm of that progressive movement. So I hope that this is just a fluke.
It's a horrible trend to go seeking ideological purity in the party. I mean, it's just a wrong direction.
And Erin is already targeting now. She said she's looking at Marilyn Kirkpatrick and Debbie Smith.
Oh, really?
So, so this group is already, they're making Bob Fulkerson look mainstream at this point.
Well, she's overreaching. If she targets those, there's going to be a lot of pushback.
I would hope so, because those are two fine ladies. The same thing with John Lee. When it comes to business, John Lee was one of the most, at least, he voted party line, but at least he was accessible to us and let us have a
conversation.
And that's more than, unfortunately, a lot of the Democrats have let the business community do in the past at the legislature.
You know, it was interesting. When I moved here in 1978 to the great state of Nevada, there were such things as conservative Democrats in abundance. In fact, you know, our senators, even at the time, Harry Reid and Richard Bryan were considered conservative Democrats.
And there's nothing wrong with that, just the same way there's nothing wrong with moderate Republicans, because that's the only way we're going to get some stuff done. And right now, that's not what's happening in this country.
Well, that's kind of where the two sides meet.
Yeah.
All right, we've only got a couple of minutes left, but I wanted to just scratch the surface on the Nevada Taxpayers Association. Carol Velardo put out a piece, and she'll be on the show within a couple of weeks, on the union's tax initiative.
Yes.
And she said the Texas margin tax has had enough problems that more than 45 bills were introduced during the last legislative session in Texas to correct problems that surfaced, and the problems is still surfacing. Based on the section-by-section summary and contents, it is naive to think that the tax won't have serious unintended consequences if it should become law. The title of the initiative is the Education Initiative. However, the revenue from the tax is not appropriated for education. A better and more accurate title will be the Margin Tax Initiative. Your thoughts, Mr. Wicker?
I think that is a better title for it, the Margin Tax Initiative. And I think it's born out of intense frustration on the inability for decades for the legislature to put in tax reform that takes us out of these up-and-down cycles. I happen to believe that tax policy should not be made by initiative or by petitions. It needs to be made in the legislature. But on the other hand, if the legislature is not going to act, it finds it impossible to act, and you know, way too many of our Republican legislators have sworn allegiance to Grover Norquist for perhaps that to happen. Maybe this is the only alternative. It's the one of the least desirable alternatives, but maybe it's the only alternative.
Okay, we've got about 20 seconds.
And actually, I don't think it's a good alternative at all. I think the cyclical problem that we have, Chris, I agree with you that this is not the way to do it. The cyclical problem that we have is not going to be fixed with the margins tax. It hasn't been fixed in Texas. It's not going to be fixed here. I think we need to sit down as a state and look at what we can do, but I don't think this is the answer. And
it might be better than nothing. We don't know.
I don't know.
The reporting implementation aspects of this are incredible. You actually have two sets of books, one for your federal taxes and one for your state taxes. So just right there, it's going to be impossible. It creates an IRS at the state level.
That's the problem with doing it by initiative.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If you're ready to get more from your TV service, now's a great time to get AT&T U-verse TV. Make the switch.
Call now to get AT&T U-verse TV for only $29 a month for 6 months with a total home DVR included. Plus, add HBO and Cinemax and get the first 3 months free.
With U-verse TV, you can record 4 shows at once with a total home DVR that lets you play back, pause, or rewind your shows from any room. Get over 170 HD channels. That's more than cable.
Call now to get AT&T U-verse TV for only $29 a month for 6 months with a total home DVR included. Plus, add HBO and Cinemax and get the first 3 months free.
And now, exclusively from AT&T, our wireless receiver lets you move your TV where you want around the house, even outside, so you're no longer tied to the TV outlet.
AT&T U-verse, TV like you've never seen before.
Is chronic back pain inhibiting your lifestyle and your quality of life? I'm Dr. Brian Hansen. At ProSpinal, we specialize in a revolutionary, highly successful treatment known as non-surgical spinal decompression.
My leg gave out on me, and I knew something immediately was wrong.
I found this technique works especially well for disc herniation, disc bulge, sciatica, stenosis, and degenerative disc disease.
Exactly 15 minutes after the treatment began, the pain was gone. I mean, it was amazing.
My primary goal is to get you or a loved one back to a pain-free and very active lifestyle. In just 3 days, most of our patients experience that relief. But if that's not the case, those 3 days are complimentary.
There's no pressure, I think you'll be totally amazed with the results.
Our consultations are always free, and we offer a 3-day no-risk trial to all qualified candidates. Give ProSpinal a call today at 336-3472 or visit us online at prospinalinc.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Well, we'll be talking about the current mortgage crisis with attorney Jeffrey Giles.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching, and